From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Outside the Humboldt County Courthouse Tuesday, backers of Supervisor Rex Bohn gathered to show their support in the wake of him being overheard telling a racist joke at a fundraiser inside a club in March. Lost Coast Outpost reporting about 60 citizens took part in the rally, including former Eureka City Council member Marion Brady and Bohn's son Trevor. An activist called for Bohn's resignation. He was also taken to task at a Board of Supervisors meeting for the incident. Well, the jury finds 34-year-old Eric Allen Battersby guilty of attempted murder with a special allegation it was willful, deliberate, and premeditated. He was convicted of assault as well with a deadly weapon and first-degree burglary. The case arose from an incident in McKinleyville in the early morning hours of December 3, 2016. The victim, whose daughter was dating Battersby at the time, was asleep on a couch. He awoke to find Battersby on top of him with a knife to his throat. The victim fought off Battersby and knocked the knife out of his hand. Other residents woke up after hearing the struggle, and several came to the victim's defense. They were able to restrain Battersby and throw him out of the house. Battersby was arrested shortly after the incident and has been in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility since December 2016. The scheduled sentencing date for Battersby, June 27th. A new inpatient rehabilitation unit at Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna should be done this fall. The Redwood Times says Chamber of Commerce members got an update recently from a St. Joseph Health representative. The facility will be one floor, 12,000 square feet, 10 new private patient rooms, and a 700-square-foot physical therapy gym, also space for occupational therapy and speech pathology. Current rehab services are provided from a location in the General Hospital campus in Eureka. As of Sunday, the Eureka Visitor Center launched their Eureka Tourism Action Group Beautification Campaign for the 2019 tourist season. The group of 12 volunteers weeded and picked up trash for four blocks on 4th Street between D and H. They clean up the first in a planned series to ensure downtown's well-maintained. The next one, Sunday, May 19th, 9 a.m. to noon, it will cover D to H on 5th Street. 2 weeks later, they'll move into Old Town with a revamp of Clark Plaza on Saturday, June 1st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Grand opening and ribbon-cutting event for the new Eureka branch of Northern Redwood Federal Credit Union. It's set for Thursday at 4 p.m. It takes place at 903 4th Street in downtown Eureka. Open since 1955, NRFCU has grown to a $20 million credit union, serving nearly 2,700 members. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.